go to bed, we get hurt, we get angry, we cry, we sleep, we repeat. Such is the life of Palestinians and now Lebanese in the diaspora. How do we make sense of the dissonance, the multiple layers of guilt, both for the privilege that I and my immediate family members have to live in safety, writing these words, and the immense, unbridled grief that floods my being? In fact, our capacity to mourn lies reveals a lot about who we are as people. As renowned Jewish anti-Zionist academic Judith Butler argues, one way of posing the question of who we are in these times is by asking whose lives are considered more valuable, whose lives are mourned, and whose lives are ungrievable. But as I mentioned, grief is not the only feeling. While Palestinians and allies globally are grieving in insurmountable pain, I'm here to assure you that this is not the only feeling. With grief comes our pride and honor in our collective resistance, because the two are inextricable forces. Let me tell you about the deep and profound connection between Palestinian grief and resistance. If there is one takeaway from the past year that I want to confirm with all certainty, it is that the past year has shown us that our love of life and our fight for our freedom will never be extinguished. Since the inception of the illegal state of Israel, and even well before, Palestinians have used all forms of resistance to resist their illegal and brutal occupation. Everything from early expressions of armed resistance in the Arab revolt, to formal armed resistance in the 1950s, to uprisings, to cultural expression, to poetry, to visual arts, to literature, to countering Israeli claims and false narratives, and fighting cultural appropriation, to grassroots efforts in refugee camps, to preserving cultural heritage, to activism in your presence. Yes, your presence here week after week. We have made it very clear and very loud. It is time for the pariah, cancerous state of Israel and the world to accept that as an occupied people, Palestinians have and will continue to resist by all means necessary. They may have one of the strongest militaries in the world and supported and bolstered by ludicrous taxpayer money from the world's superpowers. We don't have an army. We don't have a navy. We don't have an air force. We don't have control over our water, our electricity, our lands, our borders. We don't have fighters that are protected by international conventions. We don't have the power balance tipped to our side. We don't have Iron Domes and Merkava tanks and high-tech drones and high-precision snipers. But Palestinians have won the world over with their love and their connection to the land. And no colonial power in the world can rid us of our deep, unrelenting thirst for a free Palestine. They expel and displace us. They kill us, torture us, burn us alive. Boy, are they in for a treat. If there's one thing you need to know about Palestinians, is we love having babies, lots of them. Israelis have and will continue to live in existential fear that they are outgrown and outpopulated by Palestinians. While they are reverse immigrating, we are planting seeds in the motherland and in the diaspora, and we name them Canaan, Bisan, Yafa, Jenin, Jalila. Tale lak ya adoui tale min kol bet, uhara, ushara. The world needs to take note, we are not going anywhere. They uproot our trees, burn, destroy, and confiscate one of the most enduring symbols of Palestinian heritage, We tell them, وإذا قلعوا الشجرة منزرع عشرة. Because we are not going anywhere. They attempt to thwart and dismantle our armed resistance like they attempted in the past. We tell them, your worst enemy has not even been conceived yet. And the more you displace and kill, the more orphans you create, the more frustration is channeled in defending the motherland. لأنه في قلب الجنين مكتوبة فلسطين مرفوع الجبين في بطن أمه شهيد. What was taken by force can only be returned by force. And land you have to kill for is not yours, and land you have to die for is. And as the saying goes, عهد الله ما نرحل وعهد نجوع ونموت ولا نرحل. Because we are not going anywhere. They attempt to humiliate us, to degrade us, to strip us of our humanity, both in our life and in our death, with a level of repression that extends far beyond any security rationale. We tell them the world will never forget that even as a depraved Israeli occupying forces attack the pallbearers carrying the coffin, yes, the coffin of our martyr Shirin Abu Aqleh, she, beyond her death, resisted because such is the Palestinian spirit. As the legendary Marcel Khalifa reminds us, منتصب القامة أمشي مرفوع الهامة أمشي أمشي في كفي قصفة زيتون وعلى كتفي ناشي وأنا أمشي وأنا أمشي وأنا أمشي. Because even in our death, we are not going anywhere. And lastly, killing the leaders of the resistance will not break Palestinian resistance spirit against the Israeli occupation. The world better come to its senses that this irrational obsession with removing the leaders is going to weaken the resistance, and believing that Palestinian resistance is premised on mesmerizing appeal of any leadership is absurd. Resistance is a function of the oppressive conditions and denial of rights under which people are imprisoned. And unless you brainwash your colonial mindset, you will never understand this notion.
Our next speaker is Jumana Baya. She's an associate professor at Macquarie Uni and a deputy chair of the Arab Theater Studio. Please make Jumana feel welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for coming out again and again every week as you have been. I'd like to especially thank First Nations communities who remain our most solid and strongest allies and family. We have been privileged to have your unwavering support. We are standing on unceded Gadigal country, and my deepest gratitude to its custodians for extending to us your land as we struggle for Palestine's. Last time when I stood here, it was week 33, and I did not imagine I'd be standing here in week 54 as Israel continues its brutal carnage and genocide in Gaza. We are watching the live incineration and extermination of our kin, in particular this week in the north of Gaza. Will any of us be able to forget beautiful 19-year-old Shaban trying to escape the flames with an IV in his arm? I was introduced as a university lecturer, and while I wear several hats, my most prized is that I'm the daughter of Lebanese migrants. We come from North Lebanon, from a Maronite community that is so much older than the state of Israel. In the last weeks, building in the mountain village of Aitul. My Aunt Marie used to summer in that village, and it has been my fortune to have spent many days and nights with her there. It is a quiet, small, picturesque village atop of a valley. It is lush, it is green, and the morning cool air, even in the peak of summer, means that your cardigan never is far away. When I woke at 3 a.m. and I saw the news on my computer, I texted my aunt immediately, "Are you okay?" "I was in Aitul," she said, "just passed through and they hit 4 minutes of a difference. I had arrived to my friend, I was saying hello, and we heard the whistle and then the explosion. One bomb scared us. My God, what are the people of the South doing? How are they coping?" The building Israel bombed was housing 4 displaced families, 30 people inside, 23 dead, 7 injured. Aitul and the wider district my family comes from has committed the crime of housing the displaced. Our area is heavily Christian, but now also filled with Shia Muslims. Israel is doing all it can to exacerbate sectarian tensions, to push non-Shia Lebanese to rise up against the Shia community. What was Aitul's response to all of this? At the mass funeral for the 23, a Shia imam led the prayers, and beside him stood a Sunni sheikh and a Maronite priest. Many residents of the area, including the man who owns the destroyed building, vowed to keep helping the displaced, even if it brings danger to the area. Now, I know enough about Lebanon's history to know we don't do coexistence perfectly, but most of us do indeed stick close to our tradition of hospitality, of looking after one another in times of crisis like this. Israel's model of apartheid, its insistence on ethnic cleansing, is threatened by the coexistence Lebanon has shown. And this is why the Zionist ideology that underpins everything that state does demands ethnic cleansing in Gaza, in the West Bank, and in South Lebanon, where it hopes to colonize. That demand overrides everything else, including what is sacred to Judaism itself. In the south of Lebanon, just this week, in a border village that was entirely reduced to ruins, it was wired, booby-trapped, and then detonated. The irony is that this village contained a 2,000-year-old shrine to the Prophet Benjamin. Israel soldiers destroy sites that are central to Jewish history, while the state argues its soldiers are preserving the safety of that Jewish state. Shame indeed. We are justified in resisting our ethnic cleansing in the south of Lebanon, across Lebanon, and in occupied Palestine. We are justified in resisting the destruction of our history and being exiled from our lands. It is this that unites Lebanon and Palestine in this struggle. It is not, and here is some free advice for the members of ASIO and the Middle East Crime Squad and ONA and the AFP who are spying on us today. Listen up clearly. It is not any hatred for the Jewish people that unites us or drives us. We are united by a drive to maintain our histories of coexistence and by the sheer love of our lands. The battleground that Lebanon has become in the past few weeks is another arena that unites Lebanon and Palestine. The outcome of this horrific carnage will shape, as it did in 1982 and 2006, Palestine's political fortunes and fate, as well as Lebanon's, not to mention the region, for years to come. And this is what unites us here in Australia, in the Australian continent today, with Lebanese and Palestinians over there. Our battle here is to make sure that if reoccupation and colonization of Gaza or the West Bank or South Lebanon occur, that they are not normalized or accepted. Just as we show up week after week to tell Canberra their complicity in genocide is not acceptable, we must do similar after. Apartheid, occupation, colonization, genocide, are what we are rallying against here every single week. Israel has destroyed the infrastructure of Gaza in its totality. It is on its way to destroying Beirut, South Lebanon, and maybe all of Lebanon. It is killing every human it sees in its path as Netanyahu tries to create a new Middle East, as he calls it. All of what we are witnessing is hard to watch and know. But what I do know is no matter what Israel is doing, our Beirut, our mountains of Aitor, the city of Al-Quds, and the heavily destroyed Gaza are thousands upon thousands of years old. A 76-year-old state and its roughly 200-year ideology formulated in Europe will not outlive or destroy our ancient lands. Thank you very much.